Hello, this is Brenda Villa, and welcome to our fourth installment on our Tarot series. I want to talk about two aspects of Tarot that sometimes show up in a strange way for people or kind of freak people out sometimes. And I wanted to speak to that in this segment. So first of all, I want to talk about the shadow side or the evil side of what gets depicted as the evil side or the evil part of Tarot. Whenever Tarot shows up in a movie, it's always really dark or sinister, and, you know, it's just how it gets represented. And I just want to speak to that because there is nothing inherent about this system that was created first as a game and then as a tool, activated as a tool, and so that's how it gets used today. But there is nothing sinister about this. Tarot is like anything else on the planet, depends on the practitioner. Right? There are so, it doesn't matter if you're talking about someone who's painting your house or someone who's selling you a car or whatever it is. It depends on the practitioner. Are they doing a great job? Are they taking care of you? Or are they in it just for themselves in some sort of negative connotation? And this is the same with Tarot. So it's no different. If you're like, oh, you're playing with something that's evil. Well, I'm not an evil person, so I don't have to worry that someone might use this tool in maybe not the highest good. I don't have to worry about that. There's nothing about Tarot that isn't for the highest good. And it can be used, this powerful tool can be used by anyone in whatever way they choose, but that's on them. That's their karma. So I just want to speak to that because it does get a bad rap for people who don't know. Right? If they don't know, they don't know. And so they go by what's out there in the world. So I just wanted to speak to that. It's just like anything else. Use your powers for good, people. It matters. It really matters. Keep your vibe high. That's my invitation to you. That's my challenge to you. And I hope you'll say yes. The second thing I get asked about, specific to Tarot, is why can't they just put words on the cards? Why do they have these weird pictures and they're all represented differently? Some are just like black and white sticks and some are flooded with colors and crystals and flowers and whatever. Like, why can't they just tell the story on each card? And then anyone could pick up a deck at any time without having to study it and learn all the different cards and learn all the different stories. And I could just use Tarot instead of taking time to learn this pictorial language is really what it is. And I'm here to tell you that there is a reason why it's pictures. We talked a little bit about it in the second segment, that stories are processed in a different part of our brain, right? And it really goes in and gets activated in the amygdala. And the same is true with images. If I tell you a story that says, you know, my family and I were driving down the highway from, you know, throughout the Midwest, and we were in this old station wagon where the way back seat was down and the back seat was down, and me and my brother and sister just had blankets and books and crayons spread out in the back seat. It was like a moving campsite, right? And then, like, you have this picture in your mind of what was in there and how many blankets and how much space was there, like, and how fast the car was going. Like, you filled in all these little spaces that I didn't talk about because your mind is very agile and you think in pictures. Like, you are processing in pictures. And this is what Tarot is. It's speaking to you in the language your soul actually speaks, which is the language of pictures. It hits us in a different way. It goes straight in and fires in the nervous system. That's why when you see something that, you know, if you pick up different decks, and I encourage you to pick up different decks, you don't have to buy them all. You can ask friends, you can go into a card shop and just look at them, or a bookstore or wherever, but find different decks and see what ignites with you. There's an ignition that happens in the nervous system that says, yes, this vibrates with me. I can tell these stories. I can connect with these stories. And so these pictures speak in archetypal language, and that is the soul's language. And that's where the lessons and the power of Tarot get ignited within your spirit. And that's why it's not just words, which there's nothing wrong with words. I have a lot of them, right? You've been listening to the series. Words are great. They just fire our brain a little bit differently. That's all. So they just fire the brain a little bit differently. And when we want that soul guidance, remember when we talked in the first session, I need to know, where's my guidance? Is this okay? Am I on the right path? Like that guidance that we're always searching for, and we're always kind of scanning the world for. That's why, you know, if we're standing on a corner, a bus drives by, we're like, oh, that ad, that's my sign. That's my sign. Right? Then I go for a little bit and I walk to the next block and I'm like, I need another sign. Where's another bus? Right? Right. So we're always scanning for it. But once we get to connect with something that actually speaks to that need, that hardwired need for guidance, like the tarot, when we get to connect deeply, I don't always have to scan the horizon for the next message, because I already have my guidance. Tarot speaks and connects deeply with us in this pictorial soul language so that I'm not always searching. There's not that urgency of wondering, what about, oh my God, that we get. When we get met in the frequency that we vibrate, then it just settles in. And there's a steadiness and a serenity to how we progress forward. And that's what we want. That's why you take your time and find a deck that vibrates to you. And it doesn't matter that you have to like every card. That's not what it's about, right? Because we don't like every step of any life lesson, right? We don't like every step of our journey. We can acknowledge the value of every step. So it might be like, ooh, this is a little uncomfortable, but I can still connect with the frequency and I'm comfortable in this frequency. So take your time in selecting your deck and let this pictorial language resonate from within. Of course, still take the time to find, whether it's your book or your teacher, somehow learn the stories of each card. Come take my class, always invited here to come play. I love teaching tarot at a deep level and just let it unfold within you. But get the vibrational connection first. And remember that there are all kinds of different frequencies to meet you at different stages of your life, or different clients will want different cards if you start reading for other people, different decks, not just different cards. Trust me, the clients always want the cards they want. But so different situations will call for different frequencies. So it's nice to have a number of decks on hand. So that's what I would say. Embrace these soul language. It's slower. It's very potent. And let it swim around and connect with you in the most expansive way. These are the gifts of tarot. Let it support you and create confidence in how you move forward in your life. Let it guide you strategically with your energetic investment so that you don't have to waste energy spinning out. You don't have to agitate your friends by asking the same questions over and over. You can even support your friends by offering them readings when they start spinning. Let these gifts of tarot unfold in your life. This sacred tool has been offered to us. It's just waiting for your ignition. You are hardwired for these stories, for the soul language, for the archetypal lessons. You are hardwired for this. Let it be just a sweet soul connection when you get your deck and start working with just a few cards at a time. Don't go through the whole deck. Like you can page through it, but don't try and memorize the whole deck. That's not what it's about. It's about letting these cards be experiential and unfold in your life. They will guide you. You will build this relationship that is supportive, that will dazzle you with remembrance that life's journey is supposed to be magical. Sometimes it is absolutely mind-blowing. Like, oh my God, this is exactly what tarot showed me today. I have one student who does, we do daily spreads coming out of class. And many years later, she is still continues to do her daily spread because she finds it so helpful. And this is someone who does big work in the world and is literally changing the world. She's amazing. And she says to me, yeah, I never mind when like there's bad news in my spread, because I just rather know it's coming. Then I'm ready for the day. Like I know when I'm going to have a really tough meeting or someone that I have to work really hard to influence, because they're not going to be in my frequency and I got to get them there because I got one shot and then I got to move on. So I know it and I know how to dial in and I know how to activate that. And you know, she's just really clear on how the tarot supports her. And it's beautiful to see. And I love that story so much. And she also, you know, loves it when it's saying, hey, today's your day. Just float through and be you. You do you and everyone will line up, because those are great days too. But on those days when it's like, ooh, what am I going to do? The truth is, it's going to happen how it happens, but you just have a little more confidence, a little more heads up to up your game in the world, like so that you can meet your level of investment for whatever's coming up, because you have the tarot to guide you, to influence you, and to support your journey. That's what it's all about. So thanks so much for listening to this series. I hope you're a little more curious about tarot, or it's just confirmed your connection to tarot perhaps. And I hope you'll let me know how you're loving it and how you're letting it support your life, or you'll come join me for class someday. So thank you so much for listening. And so many blessings to you as you let tarot fuel and illuminate your journey.